Question: what if life was actually rigged in your favor? You're listening to the Purpose Filter Podcast, the show that teaches you actionable tips to help you live a life without regrets. I am your host, Dr. Luyi Cathy Zhang, hospice and palliative care physician, mindset and life coach, and I am here to be your guide along the way to a more purposeful, intentional, and meaningful life while we are here on this planet Earth. On this short and sweet episode, we're going to talk about failure. We've talked about it before, and this time I want you to consider the one question we're going to ask in this episode that's going to help you understand what motivates you to take risks or not take risks, and help you figure out how to pursue your passion and overcome your fears. It's a simple question, but it's a powerful one if you actually sit down and write and really consider what your answer to the question would be like. All right, I've piqued your curiosity, and let's get to it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Purpose Filter. Hope you're doing incredible out there. I just came back from a conference, actually PodFest, down in Orlando, Florida, and it was awesome. It was amazing. And I wanted to share one thing that I took away. I took away several things, but for the sake of this shorter episode, I wanted to talk about this one card. Specifically, people were giving out business cards left and right. And one guy, he calls himself the failure guy, had these cards, kind of like the Monopoly get out of jail free card, if you ever played Monopoly when you were a kid. And his was get out of fail free. And I thought it was genius because I was like, this is a great play on what is already out there. It's cheeky, it's fun, and it gives people something to think about. And so the question on that card was, what would you pursue if you knew you couldn't fail? And I think about this a lot. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Like, doesn't it even feel a little bit better just thinking about that question? Like, oh, I can't fail? Huh. Okay. All right. If I can't fail, then what's possible? I've talked about failure on this podcast before, episode 25. This is why you're afraid of failure, rejection, and yes, even success. And in that episode, and I'm going to remind you here, that failure is contingent upon your definition of failure. Literally, the definition in Oxford Merriam-Webster Dictionary says the omission of expected or required action, meaning you did not achieve what you expected to achieve or what you were required to achieve. And if you remember last week's episode on happiness and reality versus expectations, this ties in even more. And it was not done intentionally, although I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit. But I really want us to think about how much agency we consciously and unconsciously have over whether we fail or not. Because if we think that failure means that we're perfect, then of course we're going to fail because we're freaking human. We're not going to be perfect. But if we think failure means not trying, then literally the act of inertia of not doing something, of not pursuing our passions, our dreams, whatever it is, if our definition means not trying, well, then the failure is in the inaction, not in the doing. There is a quote that I love to share, and I hear it most often said by someone named Jasmine Starr. She's an entrepreneur, businesswoman. She's on social media, creator. And she says, you are responsible for the work, not the outcome, which means you can't fully control what's going to happen, but you can focus on the effort you're going to put into it. And so what I invite you to do in this episode is to ask yourself, seriously, what would I do if I knew I could not fail? Kind of like if you were at an amusement park at those carnival games and your best friend was actually the person in charge of whatever, the basket toss or, you know, the ring toss onto those Coke bottles and stuff like that. And every time you took a shot, They just like patted your ball into the basket. They like adjusted your ring onto the Coke bottle. Then you'd be like, oh, this game is amazing. This game is so much fun. And why can it not be the same for our life? Why can it not be the same for pursuing our passions, for going for things that make us happy, that bring joy to our lives? So I invite you to ask yourself and to literally out loud go on a rant, whether you're in your car. If you're in your car, this is the best place to do it. Like, no one knows what you're doing. They're like, who's that weirdo? This is the best place to do it. If you're out in public transportation, you can think about it in your head. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Oh my God. I don't know what to say. Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. Okay. I would, start a blog. I would not be afraid to go to the gym and finally take control of my health. I would finally go to that art class that I've really wanted to try and learn how to draw and paint. Or I would finally ask my crush out because I've been thinking that we'd be a great couple, but I've just been so afraid. Or I would write a book, or I would approach that person that I'm really inspired by and ask them to come on my podcast. Whatever it is, when you go on a rant, when you just suspend reality for just a second, put away your worries and anxieties and that voice in your head that's always like, blah, 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 you can't do this. Doesn't it feel nice to dream a little bit? And so that's it for this short little episode. I want to just introduce to you the possibility that if you can find a way to change your definition of failure to be more on the side of, I only fail if I don't act, or I only fail if I don't learn something, then life totally changes. Life becomes like a little playground. Life becomes this circus of possibility and dreaming and fun. And it isn't filled with like, oh my God, what's going to happen if I fail? What's going to happen when I fail? And so I hope you take this question really into consideration and ask yourself, what is it you are holding yourself back from? Because not us, it's not the world. You're the one that's holding yourself back because you have preconceived notions of what's going to happen. But how do you know what's going to happen if you don't even try? What if it all goes well? What if it all goes amazing? What if this is the biggest thing to happen for you in your entire life? That's what I want you to consider, just briefly. And let yourself dream of the person you could truly be if you had never known the limitations you placed upon yourself. That is the real you. That is the person you have always been. That person is the version of you I aspire to remind you of day in and day out on this podcast. So there you have it, a little bit of food for thought. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Ask yourself that question, go on a rant, write something in your journal about what it is that you're holding yourself back from. And if you're like, okay, I am fully aware that I've been holding myself back and I don't know how to not be this person. I don't know how to not worry about the possible negative outcomes because I can't see the positive outcomes. I just don't even consider that it's an option because I'm so afraid of failure. Well, then you need someone in your corner who has done exactly that. It took me 7 years to do all of this on my own, to figure myself out and all this stuff. It took me 8 to 10 months with a coach. That's why I'm saying what the power of coaching is. It's not that you cannot do it yourself. You absolutely can. It's just that without the right help, it might take you a little bit longer. And if you're okay with that, then cool. You don't need anybody. We're good with that. But if you want to speed up that process with someone who knows what they're doing, well, then book a call with me. We will figure your shit out for you together. The answers lie within you. You just need someone to reflect them back to you. That's all. Book a call. My website is louiekathyzhang.com. You can also find my links on my Instagram page at Purpose Filter. All the links will be in the show notes. And as always, have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other.